Step 2, model questions. If life seems to have more questions than answers, try to be the one who asks the questions. Peanuts. What is the aim of this step? The aim of this step is to produce a list of model questions which you either must think of yourself or obtain from past exam papers or from any other sources available, such as tutorials or textbooks, which are relevant to the topic being studied. Questions have probably even suggested themselves during lectures and probably even while you were carrying out step number 1, preparation. The goal is to end up with a list of questions, the answers to which cover all the material which is required to be studied and which may be included in the exam. As a result of this step, you'll find that there's only a limited number of questions which can be asked about a particular topic before they become repetitive. As mentioned, model questions may even present themselves in lectures as a result of suggestion by the lecturer or because you've been actively participating in the lecture by trying to think of them yourself by maintaining a questioning state of mind during this period. See how many model questions you can write down by the end of the lecture and keep these to add to your collection. Skill number 5, the ability to participate actively in the lecture. What type of questions should you ask yourself? The model questions you come up with should have as close as possible the following characteristics. They should be as similar as possible to the usual format of questions asked in the exam for the subject. If possible, they should be an essay form of length that would require 45 minutes to answer comprehensively in a concise and organized manner. Each question should be long enough for you to include relevant information to describe chains of events or ideas and to express your arguments properly. It should not be so long that you're writing a mini textbook. Above all, it shouldn't be so long that you couldn't conceivably adapt the answer to use under exam conditions. You have to judge what material to put in and leave out. Facing up to this difficulty gives you practice knowing where to start and what to include and leave out in the exam itself. Skill number 6, the ability to know where to start, what to include, and what to leave out in an exam answer. These questions should cover all of your study material, not individual questions, but the list as a whole. It's not important if the required answers overlap. In fact, this will serve to reinforce what is being learned. You'll find there are only a limited number of questions which can be formulated without becoming too repetitive. If you've made sure that all the areas of topic are encompassed by your model questions and that no section of topic has been left out, you'll find that it's extremely difficult for a question to be asked in the exam which isn't on your list in some form or another. This would be similar to having a list of possible exam questions, knowing that the questions in the exam would come from that list. In tennis, it would be like knowing what your opponent's game plan is and being prepared for it. In fact, this happens in professional tennis where videos of the opponent are studied prior to a game in order to assess the method of play usually adopted. Skill number 7, the ability to maintain a questioning state of mind while covering all of your study material. Your questions should approach the topic from as many different perspectives as possible. If a particular part of the topic lends itself to comparison with another or can be evaluated as to its validity, then phrase the model question in this way. Skill number 8, the ability to approach your study material from many different perspectives. How should these questions be worded? You'll notice from the past exam papers that there are certain keywords in each question. These keywords are extremely important because they'll enable you to open the correct door to all the information required by the question. I've listed some of the most commonly used keywords and defined them for you, and it's important that you're not only familiar with as many of these as possible, but also that you know their precise meaning. If you don't, you may find out during the exam you're not answering the question appropriately. The ability to understand and decipher these keywords in questions is another skill which must be learned if you're to become mental athletes in exams. The following are commonly used keywords. You may be able to find even more. Compare, to examine the order, to note the differences and similarities. Contrast, to set in opposition and show differences when compared. Criticize, to judge the merits and faults, analyze and evaluate, to find faults. Define, to state the precise meaning, to describe the basic qualities. Describe, to tell about in detail, picture verbally. Discuss, to investigate by argument, giving reasons for and against. Evaluate, to ascertain or judge the value or worth of something. Explain, to make plain or comprehensible, to offer reasons for, account for. Illustrate, to clarify by use of example or comparison, to provide a text with explanatory or decorative pictures, photos, or diagrams. Interpret, to clarify or elucidate, to expound the significance of, to translate, to offer an explanation. Your own judgment may be required. justified, to show adequate grounds for decisions, to demonstrate to be just, right, or valid, to show to be well-founded. Outline, to give a general description, plan, or summary, to give the main points of, to summarize. Relate, to show how things are connected to each other, and to show what extent they are alike or affect each other. Review, to write or give a critical report on, to examine with an eye to criticism or correction. State, to present in brief, clear form. Summarize, to present in condensed form, concise. Trace, to ascertain the successive stages in the development of, to locate or discover as a cause. The importance of key words and their precise meanings can't be overemphasized. They should be in your model questions so that you can have practice in using them. Deciphering these key words is another of the skills which you'll develop using this system. Skill number 9, the ability to recognize and understand keywords and questions so that you're able to answer questions appropriately. When should you start formulating your list of model questions? You should start creating your own list of model questions as soon as possible after the topic has been covered in lecture and while material is still fresh in your mind.